Hello everyone, welcome to episode 18 of this podcast. Thank you very much for tuning and listening to me. I am going to talk about budgeting and bidding when it comes to Facebook. This is a part of my free Facebook video series on Facebook advertising. So let's get started. In Facebook, you have two options on budgets: daily budget and lifetime budget. It really doesn't matter which one to choose. It's your personal preference. And similarly, when it comes to bids, you got two options: automatic and manual. Almost all the times, automatic bidding is sufficient. Although if you click on the manual bid option, you see a value, and this is provided by Facebook, giving you the best estimate for your campaign. But do not overthink it or overanalyze it. Don't complicate things. Just use automatic bidding. It works just fine. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of budgeting and bidding. When you talk about budget, you should think about your target size. If you have a high budget and targeting to small target size, or if you're targeting to high volume with low budget, this becomes a problem. Facebook needs more data to optimize your campaign and also decent sample size. Hence, avoid large budgets until you know something will work. One more common mistake people make is they try to sell their $500 or $1,000 product or service with $10 budget and complain on Facebook advertising as not their choice of the platform. So Facebook needs more data, decent sample size. So you should at least spend $500 or $750 or even $1,000 over a certain period of time. Now, coming to another issue related to budget scaling. When you start with small budget, let's say like $5 or $10 per day, Facebook targets to limited number of people who are most likely to take the desired action, which can be clicks, that is to get traffic, or which can be your conversions, that is to download an ebook or buy your product or service. Once you see success, what many of them do is once they start off with small budget and see success, and they immediately scale their budget to, let's say, $100 or $300 and expect the results also to scale. When you scale it to like $300 per day, Facebook tries to expand the net, and now you're less likely to get the desired action of your clicks or conversions or whatever it may be. So budget scaling and results scaling are not directly proportional. Now let's talk about bidding. If the manual estimate of your bid is $2, and if you choose to bid low, that is, let's say 10 or 15 cents, this will result in low competition and your message will reach to low quality audience. Similarly, if you are bidding way high than your estimate manual bid, you end up spending more money. It is wise to use automatic bidding. Other option is to try would be using Facebook automated rules. This is especially for optimization. You can adjust your bids. You can raise your bid, lower your bid on the go, on the fly. So you can try it out and see if it works for you or not. So this is something related to Facebook budgets and bidding. Now I quickly want to give you a tip of the day, or I want to talk about a tool called Yoast. Y-O-A-S-T. It's really not a tool, but it's a WordPress plugin. This plugin is an SEO plugin. If you are just starting out or have no idea of SEO, or you're tight on budget and cannot invest on SEO, then I'll tell you a simple way of utilizing this plugin and optimizing all your pages on your website. Let's see how. So let me talk about something called as on-page SEO. Your on-page SEO comprises of mainly four things: page tags, keyword density, your homepage SEO, and your website structure. I just don't want to go into details, but let me quickly tell what page tags are. HTML is a language of web. So all your websites, you design it and develop it and write content on it, all your copy and everything. All these websites are made for humans to read, understand, and so on. But these websites should all also be made for Google, in the sense HTML is the language of the web. So how does Google read is through crawlers. So crawlers read the HTML. If they want to understand that some part of your website is important, you need HTML tags. For example, if you want to bold a text, use a strong tag. So the importance of page tags is to send signals to Google. All right, you're sending these signals. So page tags signal keyword priorities to Google, to be precise. Now, what Yoast plugin does is, once you install your plugin in your WordPress, for each and every page, you can add different tags. So let's say there are different tags, like title tag. There are different tags that are important to be optimized for SEO. And I am going to read out all the different tags by the order of their priority. First being the highest priority, last being the least priority. So here are your tags: title tag, ahref tag, image alt tag, h1 tag, meta description tag, body, strong, and meta keywords. So these are all the tags. For every page, you should add a title tag, which says this is what this page is about. Then ahref tab are links, keyword heavy links that link to other pages. Then img alt tag is alternate text to your images. H1 is your header tag. Meta description is small description of your page, which includes your keywords. And if you want to highlight, make it bold, use strong tag. And although keyword tag are not of much significance, but still you can add them. So what this Yoast plugin does is, once you install in your WordPress, for each and every page, it provides you to fill these tags. If you do this, just simply enter all these tags that are relevant, and you just check before and after. Just by using the tags, if you have never used it, you can see
significant difference. I'm not saying you'll go from X to 10X, but you'll see significant difference in your organic traffic. There are a lot many other things that go into when it comes to on-page SEO, but this is the quickest way. Just installing the plugin and doing this part makes this a lot productive. All right then. Thank you very much for listening to me, and see you tomorrow. Bye.